From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning.
Morning, Mike.
And speaking of the States, that inflation, they got that under control.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. This is the core personal consumption expenditures price index. So we're looking at May here. So it fell to its lowest annual rate in more than 3 years. That was good news. So 2.6%. And that was down from 2.8% in April. So, and it's, it's the first time, when if you go back to March 2021, when it was actually went above the Fed's 2% targets. Obviously, the Fed's trying to get inflation back to sort of that level, shows that this is working. So that's good news as we try and work out how many rate cuts they're going to have this year, if at all. So if inflation's definitely cooled. Look at the headline level. It's around about 2.6%. So prices for goods, energy, that's softened. Housing prices are still quite strong, so that is one thing that's been a bit persistent. Data also showed, Mike, that Americans are being a bit more frugal, even as price pressures slowed, so that's good news as well. So personal income up 0.5%, but consumer spending increased only 0.2%. Interestingly, this is not because Americans are feeling any less confident. There was a separate survey out from the University of Michigan showed that consumer sentiment actually came in higher than expected in June, and consumers see 1 year inflation at 3%, so that was down from 3.3% in May. So it's all pretty good news. So still probably a close call whether we get one or two rate cuts this year, but markets are now pricing in a 60% chance of the first one coming in September, and where the Fed goes, a lot of others follow, maybe even the RBNZ. Shares were weak on Friday, but they did come off a big half. S&P 500 up nearly 15% year-to-date. NASDAQ up 18% as the AI craze really got going.
Okay, so with Nike, is it the high tops? Are they the problem?
Yeah, there's a few problems here with Nike. So it was the biggest one-day fall for the shares on Friday since they IPO'd in 1980. So they were down 20%. So earnings, they're actually all right. They came at $1.5 billion, but a lot of that's cost-cutting, Mike. Revenues were down 2% on a year ago, and what really unnerved the market was the outlook. So they slashed sales projections. They said it was going to be, they're going to be down 10% in the current quarter. They expect full-year sales growth to be mid-single digits. They had expected positive sales growth, much higher there. So it did come as a bit of a shock. Also, given that, we know a lot of retailers are struggling, but well-branded ones have been doing pretty well. So things are certainly slowing down. Interesting one here, Mike, is it's their lifestyle business. So this is trying to appeal to consumers who maybe aren't hitting the pavements or hitting the gym, but want to appear like they're leading an active lifestyle. So that sales there were lower. You think your Air Force Ones and the like. US and Europe Converses, sales there down 20% almost in the quarter. Nike also said the environment was softening in China, so investors didn't like that either. I suppose one thing, Mike, they've also been accused of resting on their laurels and a bit of a lack of innovation. We've all seen that Jordan move, a lot of us have, but the Air Jordans, they've relied on that to keep the gravy train going, and perhaps that's slowing down a bit. They've also looking at this sort of strategy to sell directly through their website rather than through Foot Locker and the like, so looking to walk that back. They reckon they can get things back on the front foot. We've got new styles coming. They're also betting on the Paris Olympics, which are coming out. They're kidding out a number of teams. They've also, Mike, unveiled 13 AI-generated sneakers. I don't know. They might need to lift the game a bit further. You've also got brands like Hoka coming through as well. So, tough times for the mega brand.
Okay, then we come to China. What do we make of the factory data?
So you were sort of in contraction mode for the second straight month in June, 49.5. So it's pretty close to expansion territory, but obviously officials want to get it into the expansion mode. They're targeting 5% growth this year. So new orders are down a bit. Export orders were flat. And real estate, that continues to be a bit of a headwind as well. I suppose the other challenge for me with factory activity sort of flatlining a little bit as the trade tensions have been picking up. You've got the US and EU, they're slapping tariffs on Chinese exports, particularly EVs. And then you mentioned the debate, if we have Donald Trump getting back in, that's not going to be that's gonna be a bit of a wild card for what happens as well. So I think the upshot of this data, that Mike, is that bolder stimulus may be needed from China. It also comes ahead of the third plenum, which is in the middle of this month. So they're setting the economic direction for the next 5 to 10 years, so you'd expect they'll take this data into account.
Lay the numbers on me.
S&P 500 had a great first 6 months of the year, of course, but down 0.4% on Friday, 5460. NASDAQ down 0.7%, 17732. Dow down 0.1%, 39118. FTSE down 0.2% in the UK. Nikkei up 0.6%. ASX 200 up 0.1%. NZ50, of course, we were closed, so 11717 on Thursday. Gold up $3, $2,339 an ounce. Oil down 20 cents, 81 spot, 54 a barrel. Currency markets, Kiwi up slightly against the US 60.9 and sterling 48.2, down slightly against the A-dollar 91.3. This week, we've got minutes from last meetings, the RBA and the Fed. Obviously, we've got France going on at the moment, but maybe some more fireworks. The UK general election on July the 4th. Yeah, back home, perhaps a bit more sedate. We've got some business confidence, building permits, and another GDT print.
Okay, mate. Go well. Appreciate it very much, Greg Smith. Devon Funds Management.